You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 956, hour number one. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 956, hour number two. My name's Max Shea. Happy to be with you. We will dedicate the first half hour of 956, hour number two, to Matthew Rosenblum and his spectacular new release on New Focus Recordings called Lament and Witch's Sabbath. There are four major works on this CD. So far we've heard Lament and Witch's Sabbath, Northern Flicker. We'll hear Falling this week, which is the longest of the four pieces, running almost 24 minutes. This is based on a poem about a stewardess who fell out of an airplane. As the notes say, Falling is based on the James Dickey poem of the same name that traces a flight attendant's fall from an airplane, which starts with the following quote from the New York Times. A 29-year-old stewardess fell to her death tonight when she was swept through an emergency door that suddenly sprang open. The body was found 3 hours after the accident. This is music for soprano and mixed ensemble and pre-recorded sound featuring an LP recording of the poet James Dickey reciting his poem on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog, hour number two of episode 956. I've linked to the full text of that poem. Now, this is broken down into 12 sections, and the 12 sections of Falling are also listed on the Martian Gardens blog. In the interest of time, I won't read all of them on the recording here. This is Soprano by Lindsay Kesselman and the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, conducted by Kevin Noe. This was recorded at Hyde Studios, Pittsburgh, in July of 2017. Composed in 2013. Matthew Rosenblum, Falling. We'll also hear in this hour music from Dean Drummond, Stephen Ricks from BYU, and Elaine Barkin, all coming up. The first half hour is to Matthew Rosenblum's Falling on New Focus Recordings. You're listening to Martian Gardens.
A 29-year-old stewardess fell to her death tonight when she was swept through an emergency door that suddenly sprang open. Her body was found 3 hours after the accident.
Not necessary for the oxygen mask bag to fully inflate in order to have sufficient oxygen flowing into the mask. There's an elastic band to hold the mask in place to adjust the mask upon the elastic band. If you're traveling with a small child or someone needing assistance, please clear your mask before that of the other person.
Death, she seems to slow.
She develops interest. She turns in her maneuverable body to watch it. Silver, unbreathable, slowing, saving element. Fashionably swirling, the air beast crooning to her, scaled roaming silver, the dream of being drawn, the glitter of water catches the moon by its one shake of sight. My God, it is good and evil. Who knows when what correct young woman must take up her body and fly? A marvelous leap, a long stoop, a hurtling, fashionably swirling, the air beast crooning to her, scaled roaming silver. Correct young woman must take up her body and fly. A fall that is controlled, the dream of being drawn. Marvelous leap, a long stoop, a hurtling, fashionably swirling, the air beast crooning to her, floating, slant, slide off tumbling, turn, smile, dancing, sleeping, warbling, trembles near feathers. Straight down like a glorious diver, then feet first, a skirt stripped beautifully up, a face in fear-scented cloths, her legs deliriously bare. Who knows when what correct young woman must take up her body and fly? In endless gymnastics, shining new powers. There is still time to live on a breath made of nothing but the whole night. A marvelous leap, a long stoop, a hurtling, fashionably swirling, the air beast crooning to her. She has this flying skin made of garments, her thin human wings spread out from her neat shoulders. Like a diver, the glitter of water. There is water. There they are. There are the waters of life, the moon packed and coiled in a reservoir. There is time to perfect all the fine points of diving. Feet together, toes pointed, hands shaped right to insert her into water like a needle. To come out healthily dripping and be handed a Coca-Cola. Hold, hold out for water. Who knows when what correct young woman must take up her body and fly? If she fell into water, she might live like a diver. If she fell into water, she might live like a diver. Perfect plunge into another heavy, silver, unbreathable, slowing, saving element. Let her now take off her hat in summer air, the contour of cornfields, and have enough time to kick off her one remaining shoe with the toes of the other foot. To unhook her stockings with calm fingers, noting how fatally easy it is to undress in midair. She sheds the jacket with its silver, sad, impotent wing. Sheds the bat's guiding tailpiece of her skirt. the lightning-charged clinking of her blouse, the intimate inner flying garment of a slip in which she rides like the Holy Ghost of a virgin, sheds the long wind socks of her stockings, absurd brassiere, then feels the girdle required by regulations squirming off her. She feels the girdle flutter, shake in her hand and float. Upward, upward, warbling, dancing, sleeping, slant, slide off tumbling. Her clothes rising off her, ascending into cloud. Her hair shot loose from all pins, streaming in the wind of her body. Who knows when what correct young woman must take up her body and fly? Who knows when what correct young woman must take up her body and fly? 9 farms hover close, widen. 8 of them separate, leaving one in the middle. Then the fields of that farm do the same. Desired by every sleeper in his dream.
So let me begin to
on earth. The clouds have drunk it back. The plants have sucked it down. There are standing toward her only the common fields of death. She comes back from flying to falling, returns to a powerful cry, the silent scream with which she blew down the couple door of the airliner, nearly losing hold of what she has done. Remembers the shape at the heart of clouds, passionately swirling, the greatest thing that ever came to Kansas. Screaming without enough air, still neat, lipsticked, stocking, girdled by regulation, her hat still on, the greatest thing that ever came to the world, and yet spaced also strangely with autoplacid brightness on thin air. Cloud she cannot drop through. Down from all heights, all levels of American breath, layered in the lungs, from the frail chill of space to the loam where extinction slumbers in corn tassels, thickly. Feels herself go toward, go outward, breathes at last fully, not, and tries, less, once, tries to slow. The greatest thing that ever came to Kansas. While farmers sleepwalk without their women from houses, a walk like falling toward the far waters of life in moonlight, toward the dreamed eternal meaning of their farms, toward the flowering of the harvest in their hands.
Perfect that tragic
plunge
cost.
Into another heavy, silver, unbreathable, slowing, saving element.
Music of Matthew Rosenblum from the University of Pittsburgh. That was a piece called Falling in 12 sections, inspired by the poem Falling. That's based on James Dickey's poem Falling, and you can hear James Dickey reading his own poem on an old LP record throughout the piece, which is for soprano and mixed ensemble. Lindsay Kesselman on was the soprano, with the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble conducted by Kevin Noe, and that was recorded at Hyde Studios, Pittsburgh, in July of 2017. And on the Martian Gardens blog, this is martiangardens.blog, our number 2, episode 956, there's links to the complete text of the poem Falling from James Dickey, used here by Matthew Rosenblum for his piece Falling, and that comes from Lament and Witch's Sabbath on New Focus Recordings from 2018. He dedicates this piece to microtonal composers, particularly the late Dean Drummond, who passed away a few years ago, I think in 2013 or so. He was the director of New Band, which was dedicated primarily to performing works by Harry Partch. And Dean Drummond was in Harry Partch's ensemble in the 1960s, and they also performed works by other composers, including works by Dean Drummond himself, and we'll hear one of those from a CD called New Band Plays Microtonal Works on Mode Records, released in 1994, and we'll hear Dean Drummond's Different Drums for Different Strokes. This is for percussion, digital drums, and digital synthesizers, performed by Dominic Donato, recorded at Cove City Sound Studio in Glen Cove in January of 1991. This was composed in 1988, and you can tell the digital equipment sounds a little bit quaint from 30 years ago. We'll follow Dean Drummond's different drums for different strokes with Stephen Ricks and his piece Haiku from his CD Mild Violence, which Bridge Records released in 2008. This is for Tam Tams and Tibetan Prayer Bowls, also performed by Dominic Donato, recited by Donato's wife, Junko Donato. The haiku was one of Kyoshi's haikus. Above the chorus, listen, a single cricket rings a golden bell. And this was recorded at Purchase College, Harrison, New York, in 2006. And we'll follow this 11-minute piece, Dean Drummond, different drums for different strokes, from New Band, plays Microtonal Works on Mode Records. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 956, hour number 2.
8.3. 12. 2. 2. 4, 9, 13, 5, 7, 16, 14 9 10 15 11 11 4 5 6 16 17 1
That was the last selection in Stephen Rick's Mild Violence CD from Bridge Records, released in 2008. That was Haiku. And that was part of Dominic Donato's ongoing series of music for Tam Tams. And Dominic Donato, who at the time directed the percussion department at Purchase College, performs Tam Tams and Tibetan prayer bowls here. And the reciter of the numbers is his wife, Junko Donato. The haiku itself doesn't appear in the piece, but the counting from 1 to 17 refers to the 5-7-5 beat of haiku. And one in particular inspired Rick's above the chorus, "Listen, a single cricket rings a golden bell." And that, again, is from Mild Violence on Bridge Records, Stephen Rick's haiku from Brigham Young University. And we heard before that Dean Drummond, Different Drums for Different Strokes from New Band, plays microtonal works. New Band being the long-running project that Dean Drummond directed for the works of Harry Partch and other microtonal composers, including Drummond himself. That was music for percussion, digital drums and digital synthesizers, composed on those instruments in 1988 and recorded at Cove City Sound Studio, Glen Cove, January 26th, 1991. A Mode Records release from 94. Dean Drummond, New Band, plays microtonal works. And we will end with music from Elaine Barkin from her Open Space 34 CD that we've been showcasing over the past just several weeks. We'll hear two selections, or one or two, depending on the version you're listening to. We'll hear a piece called TIS, which is 2 minutes long, and a piece from the based on a motet by the late Middle Ages composer Philippe de Vitry, called Vos Pastores. And this is music for MIDI instruments, the first for MIDI percussion, vibraphones, chimes, Steinway grand piano, and a honky-tonk piano. That was composed in 2004. And then a MIDI orchestration on Vos Pastores, which is oboe and voice, cello and harp, and Balinese instruments from 2008. Elaine Barkin from UCLA, a retrospective CD, Open Space 34, worked by Elaine Barkin. This one is called TIS. You're listening to Martian Gardens, hour number 2, episode 956. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog, and we wind down the hour with Elaine Barkin.
Thank you. Thank you.